Michigan Wolverines are national champions. Six words that I have wanted to say for the last 26 years, not only of my existence, but of the Wolverine faithful's existence. January 8th is a day to forever remember, because the Michigan Wolverines not only beat the Washington Huskies, they demolished the Washington Huskies. And they left zero doubt, as it has been the last 10 years in the college football playoff. They left zero doubt of who was the undisputed national champions. And this team did it with defense. They did it with offense, and they had enough offense. In fact, of course, if you look at the final score, they dominated the Huskies on both sides of the ball. If you look at the game, how the game played, they only gave up one chunk play to Romo Odunze. One of 25-plus yards. Of course, Penix did miss a couple of times that could have produced some chunk plays for the Washington Huskies. But the fact of the matter is, the Michigan Wolverines came out into Houston and they showed why not only they deserve to be national champions, there's no debate and no dispute on who should be the national champions tonight. And that is the Michigan Wolverines. I have a column coming out in the paper for my day job. I suggest that you read that once that comes out, as this show was recorded on Friday prior to the release of the column, one. And two, I've had to really take some time and take this in, because it's something, it honestly was a pipe dream for a lot of years as a Michigan fan. We still remember losing to Appalachian State. And then let's not forget losing to Oregon then a week after that in 2007. Now that year ended with a Capital One Bowl victory over the Florida Gators and Tim Tebow. But the thing is, that's when we knew that there was a lot of work yet to be done. And that work took 16 years. From 2007 to the start of 2023-24, if you want to call it that. It took plenty of time. But was the wait worth it, Michigan fans? Hell yes, it was. It was worth it. Do we want to wait another 26 years to win a national championship? Hell no, we don't. We want to see it next year. We want to see it the year after that. We want to see it every year. And as with every fan base, wants to see that national championship every year. It's just not possible. Of course, there's a lot in the news with Nick Saban departing, Pete Carroll departing from the NFL, Bill Belichick departing from the NFL. But this show is really more based off of what happened on the night of January 8th, and that was the Michigan Wolverines winning the national title. At the start of this year, I did not think this was going to happen. At the start of the year, I was hoping, of course, for at least a college football playoff win. And if we remember watching that Rose Bowl, my first thought was, oh my God, I might never see a national championship as a Michigan fan. I may never see it. But J.J. McCarthy and his squad probably heard that and took it to heart. They bet on themselves. And their bet paid off. Because bet, that's all. And we can look at a lot about this season. The start of the season when Harbaugh got suspended 3 games over the recruiting cheeseburger scandal. A lot of people were saying free Harbaugh, as was I. A lot of people were doubting this Michigan team and said, oh, anybody could win these first 3 games. Anybody could coach and anybody could win those first 3 games. Jury's out on that. But let me just tell you that UNLV made the Mountain West Championship game. Bowling Green made the Quick Lane Bowl. Of course, East Carolina stunk, but that's besides the point. 2 bowl teams, one of them making their conference championship game, that Jay Harbaugh, Jack Harbaugh, Sharon Moore et al. Had to coach for Jim Harbaugh and beat. And they did that, didn't they? Mike Hart was the other coach. Now that I'm thinking about it, Mike Hart was the other coach that acted in Jim Harbaugh's spot. But there was adversity there. There was adversity at the end of the season with the Connor Stallions sign-stealing scandal, which, again, I won't necessarily comment on that, and I'll just say that it was another slot of adversity for this team to where Sharon Moore had to coach the three biggest games they had in the year, in the regular season, that is. And guess what they did? They beat Penn State. They beat Maryland. And they beat Ohio State for the third consecutive year. This team was built for adversity. This team competed through adversity. And this team won with adversity. It proved one Paul Feinbaum wrong. And man, was it great to hear Paul Feinbaum finally say after all these years he was wrong about Jim Harbaugh. Because Michigan fans, we all hated hearing about it. We all hated hearing Paul Feinbaum and how, oh, Jim Harbaugh is bad, this Jim Harbaugh is bad, that Jim Harbaugh needs to go to the NFL, Jim Harbaugh needs to leave, etc., etc. It was old man yells at cloud vibes. Come on, let's think about it. He was proven wrong over the last week or two. He was proven wrong. The doubters were proven wrong. And this team won the national championship. Now, as for the after effects of said national championship, we've already seen a handful of players leave for senior bowls and the NFL draft and whatnot, and it's totally understandable. I mean, what else are you supposed to do at this stage? Once you have won the national championship, what else are you supposed to do? And the only answer is possibly improve your draft stock. So for those that are wanting to jump ship, I don't blame you. You've done everything you can on the college football stage. And that is win the national championship. The only other thing you can do is improve your draft stock. So I don't blame you. But I will say this. If Jim Harbaugh and J.J. McCarthy come back for another year, Michigan has a better than 50-50 shot at winning a second consecutive national championship. And just remember this feeling, Michigan fans. And that's kind of my message here and my message in the column that I wrote at the day job is absorb this feeling, remember this feeling, and when the going gets tough again, because it will get tough at some point, remember how this feeling was to be at the top of college football. Because it's a pretty freaking awesome feeling, isn't it? Michigan, a national champion et al. That, it was a lot of fun to watch this season, to go through all the adversity. And I was saying it on the show earlier, that this team was starting to show what we saw out of Mack Brown, Texas, out of Nick Saban, Alabama, now that he's gone, out of Kirby Smart, Georgia, where they weren't just beating teams and calling it a day against the inferiors. They were blowing out inferiors, and they were telling teams who's boss. That defense showed up and showed out throughout this season. And it just means so much to the community, to the state, to those that have waited these long 26 years, through the end of the Carr years, through Rich Rod and the false hope we had from him, from Hoke and the regression we saw after the Sugar Bowl, through the start of Harbaugh and the doubts that came with it through the COVID year. This is for all those that waited so long. This is for all those that have gone through those times. And this championship means so much to those that stayed. Because, as Bo Schembechler put it, and this is how I will end this mini-show rant. Those who stay will be champions. Go Blue. Bet. Thank you.